Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. Thank you for joining me today. My name is Kevin Flanagan, and if you would like to learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. In this show, we are going to talk about the topic of JDBC. In fact, we're going to call it an overview of JDBC. Okay, what is JDBC about? What does JDBC do for us? If you have any questions you would like to ask me regarding this presentation, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. Okay. JDBC is Java's database connectivity feature. Okay, we can call it an abstraction API. We can also say it's a call level interface. It's based on the XOpen CLI specification. And to help us get a starting point for what JDBC is, it might be helpful to look at something that most of us have probably seen over the years or at least heard about, something called ODBC. ODBC is Open Database Connectivity. Okay, it is a CLI that is provided by Microsoft. It's also based on XOpen CLI standards, but its main purpose is to allow a front end to really connect to many databases with little change to the code. Okay? That's the whole purpose of ODBC. And ODBC connectivity would mean that a vendor, for example, would supply the ODBC drivers. Okay, so we can say that ODBC is XOpen CLI specification. It uses a vendor-supplied driver. So there's nothing to prevent us from talking in a Windows environment to Oracle or DB2 or any other database. Okay, and those drivers are used or are managed by a driver manager. That registers the drivers. Okay. So JDBC and ODBC are similar in many regards. Okay. JDBC, like ODBC, is also based on XOpen CLI specification. It also uses a vendor-supplied driver. Okay. Oracle writes them for them, IBM for DB2. Okay. There's a driver manager that actually registers the driver. Now, the difference for the JDBC world is that JDBC, being a Java product, is entirely written in Java. Okay. JDBC does not need to be require a prior installation on the client machine. JDBC can be downloaded with an application or an applet. It can come along with part of it. And with JDBC, we're going to be abstracted. Okay, that's the term we'll use. In fact, we can say, if we want to use the term abstraction API, we can say that it applies in the Java world to JMS, the Java Messaging Service, JINDI, the Java Naming and Directory Interface, and JDBC itself. Okay. So what kind of things can JDBC do for us? Okay, so we mentioned that JDBC is an abstraction API. The next question would be, where does JDBC live? And it actually lives in a couple of different places. Okay, the first place we would want to look for JDBC in a Java environment is in the java.sql package. Java.sql is part of J2SE, the standard edition, and it has some interfaces like the driver, the connection, the statement, the result set. Those are interfaces that we would be utilizing when we actually use JDBC. Okay, so those are interfaces. There's a class called the driver manager. Now, the driver manager is the thing that we mentioned earlier that really is kind of the initial step that we would have to have when utilizing JDBC. Okay. What we're going to do is use that driver list. Okay, the driver manager has a list of drivers, and we're going to use that to connect to a database. Okay. There's also some special types of classes for special SQL, things like date, time. Date, obviously, is one of the areas we might have a collision with the java.util package, because there's also a date class in that package. They are totally different animals because they reside in different packages. And also, java.sql has some exceptions in it. Okay. SQL exception and the subclasses that comprise SQL exception. The second place that we would locate JDBC information is in the javax.sql package. The javax.sql package is part of J2EE. It contains the enterprise features. It's not the core. The core of JDBC lived in the package we just discussed, java.sql. The third piece that we actually need to make everything run is the JDBC driver. A JDBC driver is this. Consider it the implementation of the interface in a very generic programming sense. Most of what is in java.sql are interfaces. Okay. The JDBC driver is what implements the classes. So we can call the driver the implementation. I'm sorry, it doesn't implement classes, implements interfaces. So we call it the implementation. The implementation is always going to be DBMS specific and is usually provided either by Sun or Oracle or DB2, depending on what particular DBMS that we actually want to utilize. But it's the driver that contains all the rules. All of the underlying interfaces, everything we need, are in the packages of Java, but it's the driver that actually allows us to communicate to a specific DBMS. Okay, when we want to use JDBC, the best and easiest approach for us is to follow the following steps. First thing we need to do is to get the driver. That's going to be our starting point. We have to get the driver for our database, be it Oracle, DB2, whatever. Once we get the driver, we're going to connect to the database. We're going to get a connection object from the driver. Okay. Then we're going to work with the database in terms of statements. Now, we need to unpack this particular step because we have different types of statements that we will work with. Once we're done working with the database, then we want to close the connection and release all the resources. Okay, we mentioned that you also need to have a little bit, we need to unpack the idea of statements a little bit because there are different types of statements. This is the area where we said working with the database, using statements. So basically we have three interfaces that are defined in JDBC for SQL statements. The first is the statement interface itself. Okay, the statement interface requires that the statement be completely explicit. And we will look at some simple examples in a couple of minutes with this. But the statement itself must be completely explicit. It can't have any parameters, and it's going to be parsed on every execution. The second interface that we would look at would be what's known as a prepared statement. In a prepared statement, we can have input parameters set up for it, and we can have parameters. It can be prepared in advance, and the statements can be dynamic. And the third type of statement that we'll be looking at is what's called a callable statement. The callable statement is how we invoke stored procedures calls. So we can have input parameters, output parameters. We can also have that third type of parameter that functions as an in/out parameter. All three of those are available to us on the callable statement. So the question now becomes, which type of statement do we use? Well, the third option, which is to use a stored procedure, is fairly self-evident, so we'll leave that one aside. But the question that we have to worry about is, what's the difference between a statement and a prepared statement? And what we'll see is that, let's suppose we have this select statement. We're going to say select some customer information. For example, let's select the last name, the first name, and address. Or let's just make it state. First name, last name, state from customer, where customer number, which is the primary key, equals 2. Well, that statement is entirely contained. There aren't any parameters in it. We can run that statement. Of course, when we run that statement, we get a result set returned to us. Once the result set is returned to us, then we can use fetching mechanisms to fetch through the result set and process each row independently. But that doesn't give us really any kind of generic search. So let's suppose we want to do that a lot. We want to search for that information for a customer, but each time in, we want to supply it with a different customer number. What we would say in the actual select statement is on our where clause, we would say where customer number equals question mark. That alerts us to the idea that, or alerts JDBC, that it's dealing with a variable, a parameter. And what we would want to do before we executed the statement would be to supply a value to that parameter. Now, there are methods within JDBC that do allow us to exactly do that, to supply the parameter at the moment of execution. That, in really in a nutshell, is the difference between a statement and a prepared statement. Okay. And the question is, where do they come from? And here's a little more elaborated form of our cookbook. The first thing we need to do is get a driver. Okay, from the driver, and the driver manager handles all of the drivers. We have the driver manager. Okay, what we're going to use is the get connection or get connect method from the driver manager that will give us a connection. Once we have a connection, we can derive the type of statement we want, any one of those three. We get a statement, it is a tabula rasa, it's blank. It's a blank statement. We have to put the SQL or load that SQL string into the statement. Once we've loaded the SQL string into the statement, then and only then will we invoke one of the execute methods, things like execute query, execute update, to actually cause the statement to be executed. Obviously, we have to be prepared for exceptions. The standard exception would be an SQL exception in this case. If it passes, what we get returned to us, our return, is the result set. The result set we can iterate through with regular fetching mechanisms. So that really has been a brief overview of what JDBC is and how we would use it. Obviously, there's lots of details there, but it hopefully will give us a good conceptual groundwork for utilizing it. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation, and I would like to thank you for listening. I'd also like to remind you that if you have any questions or comments, to please use the question comment box below. If you are interested in listening to my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Kevin Flanagan. If you have any suggestions or ideas for future shows, please send me an email and send me your ideas. Okay. Again, let me thank you for your time today, and remember to tune into the GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.